The Northern Waters Task Force met in Unalaska last week. This group was created by the state legislature, tasked with coming up with recommendations on Arctic policy that work for Alaska. The task force learned that it's still very much an open question exactly how shipping is going to be regulated through the Bering Strait and northwards. Alexander Gutierrez of member station KUCB was there to learn about the role the Aleutians are expected to play in the changing North.
If there was one takeaway from this week's Northern Waters Task Force meeting, it's that the Arctic is a forbidding place to do business. If there was a second one, it's that a lot of business is going to be happening there anyway not too long from now. While events in Barrow and Kotzebue focused on Arctic drilling and subsistence issues, the conference in Unalaska was all about shipping. At a distance of 1,300 miles, Dutch Harbor is the closest deepwater port to the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. It's become a staging ground for shale oil, and icebreakers regularly deploy from here on research trips. As the Arctic warms up, it's expected that even more marine traffic will pass through the Aleutian Islands and farther north. That's why about half of the speakers at the meeting were there to talk about vessel safety and emergency response. There was a presentation on salvage operations in icy waters, and another on the history of maritime disasters in the region and how they can be prevented. Carter Whalen of the Alaska Marine Pilots spoke about the need for compulsory pilotage in Arctic waters, despite what he describes as industry resistance to the idea.
You want to take an endeavor this size and scope, unprecedented in such a remote and harsh environment. You want to bring the very best, the brightest, all assets together. Oil, industry, the Coast Guard, state government, local government, federal government, pilots, and set the standard of safety at a level that's equal to or above the challenges that you're going to encounter.
Those challenges include extreme weather situations and a lack of marine infrastructure. Whalen argued that Arctic-going vessels should have pilots to help navigate those conditions beyond the 3 miles of state waters. Whalen wasn't the only one advocating for serious policy changes. Senator Lisa Murkowski made an appearance to reiterate her support for the Law of the Sea Treaty, an international agreement that settles rules and territorial claims in the Arctic.
As an Arctic nation, which the United States of America is, I believe that we have a role, an obligation, a duty, and a responsibility. I think that we are best suited or best seated if we have a seat at the table.
Murkowski also stressed the need to expand the Coast Guard's fleet and to bring more icebreakers up to Alaska. The Northern Waters Task Force will be holding additional meetings in Anchorage and Bethel in October, and their recommendations are due to the legislature this January. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.
And I'm Steve Heimel.